There's a lot riding on this Monday's COVID level announcement, and not just for Aucklanders desperate to get back to life as normal. A shift down to level two for the country's biggest city could also mean a drop to level one for everyone else, opening the door to events with no restrictions on crowd numbers. As Conan Young reports, in Christchurch, it would allow Cup and Show Week to happen and help to fill some coffers left very empty by lockdown.
The Cup field is set, tapes are back, they're underway.
The biggest week on the Christchurch social calendar starts on November the 9th with the New Zealand Trotting Cup, then the Gallops at Riccarton and the Canterbury AMP show, bringing in a whopping $30 million to the local economy. But at level two, none of that can happen, at least not with a crowd looking on. Addington Raceway's Darren Williams can't afford to wait for Monday's 4pm briefing and has already set in place plans for eight different scenarios that might play out.
From full cup, as we were planning to do, to level two with pods of 100, and then everything that we can imagine might be workable in between.
With the highest turnover of any race in the country, Mr. Williams says Cup Day is this country's equivalent of the Melbourne Cup.
We have around 900 staff on Cup Day, from gate staff to chefs to kitchen hands to bartenders. They actually look forward to working Cup Day because it's part of a tradition in Canterbury that everyone's very, very proud of.
Tickets were supposed to go on sale on Friday, but as of today, all sales have been halted until the Prime Minister makes her announcement on Monday.
The government's decided that that is the best way to operate with COVID at the moment and try and stamp it out. I guess the frustration that we've been so long in the South Island without a positive makes things frustrating.
The president of Hospitality New Zealand's Canterbury branch, Peter Morrison, says the ripples of Cup and Show Week are felt widely.
I like to call it the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Everyone gets more business because of Cup Week. You know, the taxi driver that picks people up from the airport, the service station that he gets his gas from, the hydroponic lettuce grower in Hallsville that supplies the restaurants.
For many of his members, this is the last chance to bring in some much-needed money, and cancelling could be the final straw, resulting in some having to close for good.
We should be back to level one, the South Island. It's ridiculous. We haven't even got a proper plan on vaccinations. What level are we going to be at before they will open borders and all that?
COVID last year forced the scrapping of Canterbury's AMP show for the first time since World War II. But director Jeff Bone says at this stage it's all go to hold it in November, as long as the city moves down to level one.
You just have to wake up in the morning and put a positive mind frame on it. So we are positive and focused until we can't be.
But with money already spent on holding the show, they'll face a huge financial hit if it has to be cancelled.
We don't divulge that stuff, but really is significant. And so we are certainly looking to try and make this work.
Cup Day organisers need a shift down to level one within 2 weeks of Monday's announcement. Otherwise, crowds will be shut out from attending for the first time in its 117-year history. For the AMP show, a continuation of level two through to November will result in it being cancelled for just the second time since World War II.